You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org for a COVID-19 coronavirus update. I'm Matt Fidler. As of Wednesday, April 1st, Butte County has 9 confirmed coronavirus cases. All these folks have been quarantined, and of course, there is a standing shelter-in-place order for the entire state of California still. It really should be the entire country, because now with several states with shelter-in-place orders for a few weeks, and other states without shelter-in-place orders that are just beginning to give them, it's very obvious that the locations with shelter-in-place orders, where people are obeying it, that these places are starting to flatten the curve already, meaning that cases are not increasing exponentially and they're actually starting to slow down. Let's take the Bay Area as an example. The Bay Area has seen some of the best cooperation of sheltering in place in the entire country, probably because they had that cruise ship right in the bay, freaking people out a little bit. And there is some evidence that this is starting to flatten the curve there already. While in places like Florida, where the governor refused to give the shelter-in-place order until earlier this week when the president said to do so, the cases have jumped up exponentially in Florida, even though they actually happened in California first. In Washington, they're also seeing this evidence of shelter-in-place working. This is good news for us that live in more rural parts of Northern California. If we shelter in place for everything but the most urgent matters through the month of April at least, we have a good chance of this pandemic sparing us the worst case scenarios. Because here in Northern California, we could easily overwhelm our hospitals if the virus gets out of control here. This would be terrible. It would mean that healthcare would start to have to be rationed, that some people wouldn't get treatment and would be left, well, to die. Victims of car accidents, birthing mothers, heart attack and stroke victims might not get the treatment they need and would otherwise receive. So please, do not hoard items that these medical workers could really use as well. If you have N95 masks that you are waiting for the next fire, please send them to Enloe Hospital or really any hospital that you think might need them. They need to build up these devices, and so if things get bad, all the healthcare workers are being protected because we need these healthcare workers healthy, you know, to keep us healthy. So let's really support them more than anything. It's more important than making a quick buck. A quick dollar won't save your community, but extra masks can. Now, I haven't left my house in days because of the shelter-in-place order, besides a few short walks with my dog around the neighborhood, and when I'm out, I'm always keeping a safe distance and not touching anything. And of course, I still wash my hands before and after I leave. Now, this is going to be difficult to defeat because it's impossible to get everyone at the same time to shelter in place, meaning that the virus could be spreading around with people who are outside, even if they don't know they're infected yet and don't have any symptoms. But if the vast majority of us do this shelter in place, we can slow the wrath of this thing, at least in our own community. So that's why I'm sheltering in place. I'm working from home, listening to a lot of radio, reading some good books, and I'm trying out that crazy Tiger King show on Netflix. So it's really not that bad. So let's all stay safe, North State. We can get through this if we all join in this effort. For KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org, I'm Matt Fidler, reporting from Chico.